This is Passport to Texas. After Texas' five-year drought, the rainfall Memorial Day weekend was like resetting nature's clock.
When it comes to our thirsty ecosystems across the state.
Cindy Loeffler is Water Resources Branch Chief at Texas Parks and Wildlife.
The bays and estuaries with their characteristic salinity levels, having a flush of fresh water, especially at this time of the year, is ideal.
That flush of fresh water will, in time, help improve the productivity of the bays, which serve as nurseries for many of our sport fish species. Yet Loeffler says productivity could decrease before it rebounds.
We may see some setbacks in terms of impacts to oysters if the water is too fresh for too long, but long term, we're very excited about what it means for our coastal estuaries.
Conditions across the landscape have improved too.
One just needs to look out the window or go outside and just see how green everything is. All of the vegetation, just very healthy and thriving. And importantly, our pollen-producing plants, nectar-producing plants, important food sources for insects, butterflies, bees, birds, lots of critters that we depend on in Texas.
So what are the short and long-term effects of this new water windfall?
That's a really great question.
And we try to answer it tomorrow. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.